Today we're visiting with Dr. Julie Trappa, Boone School Superintendent. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Good morning.
We got done with our school board meeting.
Yes.
Yay.
We did.
Kind of rolled right through everything. Well, yeah. We actually had two meetings, folks. There was the certified budget, did the budget hearing.
Yeah.
And, okay, I was there and maybe,
yep.
maybe two others.
Mm-hmm.
But they were coming to present later.
Correct.
No comments on it or anything else. And so we did what we did.
Yeah.
Moving
presented
forward.
The budget based on what information we had. So
had available.
Yep.
And the board went ahead and adopted it. And it's there. And there could be a change when
correct.
The governor finally signs whatever funding is coming. Right. And it might drop it. It's projected
correct.
What Paulette had told everybody like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 2%, we'll be at 1671.
Correct.
Right now, it's 1705 until things are signed. We got that.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun during the school board meeting.
Yeah, we
Let's
did.
Talk about the check, the big check.
Yes.
Actually, this was one of the fun ones. Mm-hmm. Chad Houston, actually, Kruk Plumbing and Heating, part of the Associated Building and Contractors.
ABC, yes.
ABC. And every year, they take nominations from their members and Kruk Plumbing and Heating, one of them, by the way, they had some interns that have been recognized in the past, too.
Yep.
But they were, because of the project they're working on with the Veterans Center, they were selected to receive a cash contribution.
Yes.
And they had to pick who.
Exactly. And we're very pleased that they picked Boone Schools. Yes. So
they picked the EDGE program because
they did
they're married to it.
we are happy with the relationship. Yes.
It's been pretty good. $1,000. But the board, again, part of this, when you get donations, the board has to take formal action to accept those.
Absolutely. So we had the formal action and got a picture because I think it's important to have that recognition of that partnership. And it really was very generous of KPH to provide that donation to the EDGE program, because that's something we take great pride in, is trying to have our students become more prepared for beyond their high school years. And KPH has definitely had several of our interns and continues to do so. So we appreciate that support.
One of the businesses that we got actually was instrumental in the very beginning.
Yes. So. Oh, absolutely. Instrumental in getting the EDGE program started. So it's nice to see that it is not only continued, but continue to grow as well. So
people will say, so you get $1,000 donation for the EDGE program. Well, how do they use that? And then I'm pretty sure that Lindsay's got some ideas.
Absolutely. So actually a couple of years ago, that was something Lindsay had said, hey, could we start some line items for the EDGE program? Because we have been blessed with a few people who have wanted to donate to the EDGE program specifically. So we have a line item specifically for EDGE, and so it will go towards EDGE expenses that we have.
And we do encounter them when we get young people out there traveling around.
Yes,
to go
we
to
do.
See different businesses.
Absolutely.
So that was one of them. And then we had a sophomore come in and make a presentation about we should have students more involved in the school board.
Yes, and I love it.
Cole Bailey.
Yeah, Cole Bailey presented, and essentially the question to the board was, would you consider adopting a board policy that would allow for student representatives on the school board? So he did his research and did some surveys of the staff and students here in Boone, gave some examples from another school district that had student representatives, and made his case to the board. And the board said, you know what, we like what we're hearing, go ahead and develop a board policy that you'd like to put before us as a potential opportunity. And I think the piece that really resonated with our board members was the mentoring piece that he had suggested. He suggested that maybe there would be a mentoring component to the students being on the board, so that they could be mentored by current board members, which I think is great. So what's exciting to me about this is it really is seeing some of those competencies that they're learning in Portrait of a Graduate come to life and let them practice it. So,
and it's one of those, they wouldn't be a voting member.
They would not be a voting member,
And Boone is not, I mean, we just don't have it. There are a number of school districts that do engage young people that way.
Absolutely. There are oftentimes there are larger school districts, mm-hmm. but there are districts our size that have had student representatives. And so really it's just making sure that you have the purpose for it and the follow through and sustainability, right? So we want to make sure that this is something we move forward with, that we can continue this past Cole's mm-hmm. tenure in Boone. So that I think is the most exciting part to me, because I do think student voice is vitally important. In our Portrait of a Graduate, the reason we have Life Ready is because of the kids. That's what they were insistent that that be one of the competencies. And so their voice is valuable.
And people might wonder and say, well, you know, they could just show up at board meetings. Well, that's not always. They're busy.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
They're doing different things.
Yeah.
And we do know that the Boone Board, actually, mm-hmm. you have had students come in to do mm-hmm. presentations. Mm-hmm. You've been pretty. It's a regular event.
It is a regular event. And I think, you know, again, we're encouraging our students to, that's part of the communication too, being able to communicate what your wants and needs are and sharing with the board what the students' perspective is, because that's why we're all here, is for the students. And so having their voice at the table is exciting. They would be non-voting just because that's... Sure.
You elect
your board members, yeah. so they can vote. So, but they would absolutely have an opportunity to share their opinions. So.
And when they see that down the road, they may be a candidate. We don't know.
So we will look and see if we can develop a board policy that mm-hmm. is conducive to moving forward with that.
And we'll see. Then the hand gets in. I mean, because some of the other things he mm-hmm. brought up was representative from different groups and organizations would yep. be like a leadership team or a committee.
Exactly.
And they would be mm-hmm. passing along a lot of the pertinent information to whoever's going to be representing.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Keep communication open.
Yeah.
Let's talk literacy.
Let's talk literacy. That was a great
school. This is a good one. I think your staff's pretty excited about it.
Staff's very excited.
I'm going... Why weren't they excited 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, part of it is, mm-hmm. Again, the way that they address different things in mm-hmm. their groups and how they do yeah. that. So a lot of collaboration going mm-hmm. in this among staff members. People, whatever you thought was English before, yeah, this is kind of an expansion. It's mm-hmm. Literary art?
Yeah, really. And I think their excitement comes from the fact that they're now blocked, that it's not reading and writing separately, where there's no connection, but rather it's language arts, where you're doing reading and writing together. And I think that's where the enthusiasm comes from. So really, prior to this, that, you know, a couple of years ago, they did not have the structure mm-hmm. in which to really take full advantage of the curriculum that they were trying to pilot. And so I believe that's where the real excitement comes from, is they're seeing the power of having the two connected. From a district level, I'm excited about that, because that's how we are throughout our system. K mm-hmm. through 12, it's blocked. It's language arts. It's reading and writing. It does need to be connected. And so we're also just really excited, and the teachers are really excited at the level of rigor that they're able to offer. I think they mentioned last night that they're working on text that used to be done in honors English in ninth grade, mm-hmm. and now all eighth graders get that content. And so the rigor is raised, and all students are given opportunities for more rigorous text and writing. So,
and this is, and again, some will perform better at it, but this mm-hmm. includes all.
It absolutely includes all.
That was
all.
One thing mm-hmm. I kind of picked up out of there. So yeah. nobody gets really mm-hmm. left behind. They're all...
Exactly.
It's to some extent involved mm-hmm. in the same thing.
Yeah, and they can start to learn how to write and give their arguments in their writing, no matter what their reading level is. It mm-hmm. provides for that extension if they're beyond the grade level in their reading level, or if they're still struggling to reach the grade level. There are texts available to them to still do that content. And they're excited because those resources are at their fingertips now instead of having to develop them. So,
and as they're mm-hmm. working through this, yeah, yeah, one of the other things was they've gone much further than they thought they would have gone. So
yes,
the students are performing at that level.
And it's exciting as a teacher. That's what you want. You're excited about student achievement. And so when they're seeing the students grow at the rates that they are, that's why I think you saw the enthusiasm yeah. last night.
Anyway, it's at the middle school, if you're wondering, folks.
Yes.
And ask questions when you visit with the teacher.
Yeah, and high school's doing it. They're dipping their toe in it as well. It's just not as expansive yet, so.
It'll get there. And, and they also talked about, going down to the elementary.
Yes.
Some of the things that are, like even in first grade, what they get a chance to read, and can you tell the story about it, or can you now write about it?
Yeah, and again, they talked about the alignment K-12 to ensure that students are prepared as they go on and that transitions are a lot smoother. That's also very exciting. That's always been something that we have been, since I've arrived anyway, we've really tried hard to get those transitions to be as smooth between buildings and between grade levels. So we're seeing improvements in those areas as well. The gaps are closing on that we had previously. So that's all exciting. That's what we're there to do.
Keep working at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want to surprise them, just say, tell me all about Common Lit.
Exactly.
That'll go, oh, you were paying attention.
That's right.
We did have John Johnson do a quick update presentation of what's coming up for summer school.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of the same guidelines, very little change, even though he did put a change in
there. He put a little bit of change, but it was based on staffing availability. So, similar offerings to what we've had in the past. So,
I think the one thing is, people are going, so summer school, it's mostly getting caught
up. It's mostly students who need credit recovery that didn't pass, during the school year. But we do have some students doing AP coursework on the Excel side. So have kind of a whole range.
Whole range. Anyway, again, the board did go ahead to approve that. Mm-hmm. That's going forward. I was going to say on the middle school part, the English language arts curriculum, there is additional cost to that.
And there is.
And the first thing I saw they did was turn to Paulette and said, dollars available? And
yes.
I said, yes. And so, they did approve that as well, too.
Well, and I do have to say Common Lit, when you compare them to other curriculums, is very inexpensive. So that also was exciting to those of us that care about the dollars and cents.
Things that are going on. We do have a memorandum of understanding now with YSS.
Yes.
This is a program, I don't know who was more excited to bring it in, but Justin or maybe
Chase
was, they were both pretty, again, it has to do with getting back towards early prevention.
And absolutely.
Offering an alternative for early prevention because you're not mandating it, but it's a service that's there.
Yeah, so prevention of substance use. So that would be, K-8. Once we hit middle school on up, if students, for example, are caught with vapes, they would be able to choose between the traditional discipline or this alternative, which would be more educationally driven with the intent to have complete cessation. Because Chase had experienced some repeated behaviors, when you have repeated behaviors occurring, you're trying to find ways to keep that from occurring. So that's the goal, is to keep these instances from being repeated and having students be able to have some cessation from any substance use that they might be addicted to.
And I know one part of this is the intervention option, dealing with that. And that was more on our school level and how we're going to handle
absolutely.
It.
But definitely, I want to give a shout out to our county supervisors for funding this for YSS, because they use their opioid dollars to provide the funding to YSS, who will then be able to have staff to come and teach some of the preventative measures. So very happy that they were able to help collaborate on this effort.
It was
a
process they had to go through.
Yeah, it's really, YSS is focusing on Boone County and starting with Boone. So
worked out pretty well. And again, like I said, Justin and Chase were pretty excited about the opportunities because they're both involved on the discipline side.
Absolutely.
So. They see this as an opportunity.
Yeah.
We wrapped up. Are we all done with the middle school HVACs?
We are now.
Okay.
All done. It took a while, didn't it?
Well, a lot of people are going, it's new school. What?
Yeah, it was replacing HVAC because it's not so new anymore.
This is 20 years old, folks.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But again, that started last year, and we were able to get that all taken care of. finally have settled now on the Ledges Elementary early childhood. So we had a final agreement or settlement you had with
Well, we had a last change order. We're still waiting for the final payout, but yeah. But we're done.
We got it. So tell me a little bit about the personnel salary supplement that I mean, this is some dollars that the state made of it.
Yeah, House File 2612, I believe it was, allotted funding to schools to provide some bonuses to support staff in the schools. So that's something that will come at the end of the school year. That's what was on the agenda, I believe. Our amount that we were given was somewhere around $58,000. So that will be divided amongst the staff that we have and be just a little bit of a little extra to say thank you for the hard work that you do.
They did a bunch.
They do.
Graduations in the gym?
Graduations in the gym.
No debate this time, folks.
Yeah.
Wait for weather outside or inside. The problem, or I don't say problem, but the thing is, the issue is attendance.
Yeah.
And you limit per graduate so many seats. So.
Yeah, and John will be sending that out to the graduating senior families soon, somewhere between 6 and 7 tickets first round, because not all families need the same amount.
Sure.
So, you know, they kind of have a couple of rounds with that. But this is just to avoid the last minute change that we had last year. So, yeah, and we do have air conditioning in the gym, but
so we're there now.
We're there,
so we can do this.
For the record, when I was a parent, I was in a gym that wasn't air conditioned, but
that's okay.
Yeah,
I as a graduate was in a gym that wasn't air conditioned, and they were a lot smaller.
I think we'll be okay.
Too,
yeah,
I think we'll make it.
I think we'll be great.
Do well on all of that. Some of the other things, the big story that the legislature is working on now is civics, which I happen to notice we had a couple of social study teachers take retirement resign. One retired, I think.
Retired, one kind of a second retirement from one and one retirement.
Anyway, social studies, that's where it always used to be, kind of the civics process part. So,
yeah.
We'll see what the legislature
does. See what they give us. Because, I saw that there was something that was passed.
Well, passed out of the Senate.
See.
House is
We'll see what happens. There's a lot of waiting in our field. So just to see what happens so we can determine what to do. So
among the other things that are going on, I know at the legislative level you're watching, the property tax issue.
Yeah.
What kind of impact could that have for the district?
It could have an immense impact on our district, especially since we're a property poor district and our most of our taxes come from residents. So it could have a lot of impact. So I am watching that very closely.
People need, when we say we're valuation poor but student rich, we have... Mm-hmm. For our area, I think Paulette said 285th in
the state. 285th in the state out of 325.
Yeah.
So, it's a tough spot to be in as a district. We don't, there are districts, for example, next door, United, that has their tax base comes mainly from corporations and farmland. And that's a very different source than all residents. So, it's not the same.
Hey, everyone's a little different. I think Madrid is similar to what
Similar
Boone
to
has.
Boone, yep.
Yeah, same kind of issues come up for that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like in our case, the enrollment decline.
Enrollment decline does not help us at all, as well as a low supplemental state aid. That also impacts us greatly.
We have a lot of challenges there.
There are going to be a lot of challenges in the upcoming school year financially, for sure.
Now, the one thing, and I've asked most of the superintendents, I think I've asked all of them that I visited with, and I may have asked you this before, but the legislature did that funding available to raise teacher salaries, but it is a short-term.
It is absolutely short-term. There is no future funding for the raise in the salaries. So that's another financial challenge we'll have as a district, is to determine how to find those funds to pay for the amounts that we're required to give now, which they fully deserve. That's not an issue.
That wasn't the
what's
issue.
What's at issue is the funding to be able to provide that to them. So
they passed along money, and then after that,
it was 2 years, and then it goes away. So we're on the second year, and it'll go away.
It will have There we go. That's some of the challenges the board faces.
Absolutely. So,
decisions.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, and in the previous board meeting, you know that we did cut $500,000 out of our budget.
Yes, you did.
So that will need to continue.
So, well, we'll look for, I don't know, somebody to make a decision. One way.
Wait and see.
All of this going on at the same time, we do have, what'd you do on the adjustment for hours to have enough? Because everybody was shy a couple of hours out there.
With the hours? Yeah. We were good with the hours.
Okay, you were good. Mm-hmm. You're still in good position.
Yeah, we're still in good position.
Right. Mm-hmm. There were others that were struggling a little bit there.
So. We're still good with our hours.
All right. Julie Trepa, our guest on our program today, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.